The few paragraphs telling the tale of my high school classmate's life appeared in the New York Times last week. He had two kids, toddlers. He loved to play with them after work. He ran triathlons. He trained running hills near his home only after his kids went to sleep. He called his wife when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. He told her he needed to stay. So my high school classmate Frank Doyle stayed. And then a plane hit his tower. Another paper reported that he called his wife again and told her that this time he couldn't get out. His office door wouldn't open. He told her he loved her and loved their young children. And then Frank Doyle, who grew up with me in a small town in Michigan, died when his tower came tumbling down. When news of the World Trade Center attacks hit, many of us knew we would know people affected, people who died. But never did I think my connection to the tragedy would be someone from my tiny town in Michigan. It wouldn't make sense. Only a handful of us, really, had lived for any significant amount of time on the East Coast. Most stayed in our town, New Boston, or moved someplace else within metropolitan Detroit. A few years ago, my husband reminded me, Frank Doyle pulled me aside at a reunion or dropped me a note. He told me, somehow, that he always knew the two of us would leave our tiny town and hit it big. He certainly had, a Wall Street vice president, an office in a fancy building on the 89th floor, a house in the suburbs. And at the risk of sounding cliched, he was one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Very handsome, too, all the girls swooned over him in junior high and continued swooning until he left. And very mature, even as a teenager. A friend who's now a reporter remembered that she'd awkwardly invited him to a class dinner, and he'd agreed. He did it as a friend, because as everyone knew, he was dating a cheerleader at the time. His notes in my yearbook say, "Stay as sweet as you are," which tells you how sweet he was. He was a member of student council, a great athlete, and really smart. He was certainly inspiration for kids at my high school, a you-can-do-whatever-you-want-to-do sort of thing. In our town, not that many of us went to college, let alone business school at NYU, but Frank Doyle had that drive, that determination, and his story, I continue to hope, inspired it and will inspire it in others. He wrote in our last high school reunion booklet, though, that he really didn't like New York all that much, but that Wall Street would keep him there for a few more years until he could retire someplace like Michigan. So like so many others, the attacks at the World Trade Center hit home for me last week when my classmate joined those whose lives are reduced to a few sentences in the second section of the Times. I tell you a bit more about him because he deserves it. And Frank Doyle is just one of about 5,000 who lost their lives that day. Terrible losses in so many ways. I'm Amy Guida.